Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Come on. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Kevin Hamm. Kevin, are you ready to do this?
I am.
Excellent. Let's go. Kevin is a CECD, an HLM, an ACE. He's the Director of Economic Development with the City of Vista, California. He was the recipient of the 2019 Jeffrey A. Finkel Organizational Leadership Award from the International Economic Development Council. I'm excited to have you on. Kevin, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So I live in Southern California. The city in which I work, Vista, California, is known for more days of perfect weather than anywhere else in the country. In my job, I get companies, I help companies, I keep companies, and I help support the creation of jobs. And I love my job. If no one's listening, don't tell my boss. I probably do my job for free. I have a passion for it. Every time I work with a business and I hear that they hire a new employee, that their company is expanding, that they've created a new product that's met a need, whether it's in the United States or across the globe, it really gives me, kind of tingles up my spine. And so I make a difference in the world by helping these companies. And they're the ones to do the work. I'm the one that just helps them get there.
All right, so I appreciate all that. So we're having this conversation on April the 14th of 2021, just to level set. And obviously coming out of one of the most unique times that that I've certainly been through, and potentially that you've ever been through, Kevin. So I know that Vista has been successful and has I'll let you sort of give some context, but it seems like from the outside looking in that you've handled the coronavirus about as well as you could. So we'd love to just get your perspective on that.
Yeah, so I still remember the first day that we really started looking at how we might be able to implement solutions or help those businesses that were having challenges and the city's own needs to respond with our workforce. And that was March 14th of last year of 2020. And so we really just put our head down and started thinking about how we might be able to help our existing businesses deal with the unknowns moving forward. We were one of the first cities by the 17th of March to put in place a restaurant takeout website that let folks know where they could pick up food, how food could be delivered. We also work with our partners across the 78 corridor, five other cities in a program called Innovate 78. And by working together, we're able to better support all those businesses that call our cities home. And we stood up by the end of that week in March, a website that had all of the information that companies needed to know, from what's PPE, what's PPP, where they could go, what the tier systems meant in California, and how we might be able to provide the information that was updated weekly on those things that companies needed to know. During the pandemic, we've been very successful at keeping companies and retaining companies. For example, we have brought in over 1,000 new jobs in 2020, beginning of 2021. With a few companies, Amazon being one, they have a new distribution center that they opened up in January of this year. And then a company, they have about 500 jobs, and then another company called Q Health, which was funded by the federal government to start up the production of COVID-19 test kits. This technology can be applied to everything from COVID to the flu, so it's not going to be going away, and they too were hiring and have hired 500 employees for that location. In addition, as individuals may have lost their job or had the opportunity to move on, we've had a lot of new companies open up. And so we have a vibrant, active downtown. And in that downtown, even during the pandemic, we've seen it grow. We've had new breweries and restaurants open up, and that energy and activity continues to this day.
Well, I think that it's great. And just for a point of reference for everybody, are you in San Diego County, Kevin?
Yep, I am in North San Diego County. On the coastline would be Carlsbad and Oceanside, and we are just east of that.
Nice, beautiful. So you mentioned more days of perfect weather than any other place. And so normally, I don't want to say that your job's easy, because obviously it's not, and I'd just be kidding, but it's an absolutely beautiful place to live and work and all those good things. As you look around at other cities that maybe did not have as good of an experience through COVID up until this point as Vista has, what do you attribute your success to, where maybe others fell short?
Well, I think that one is experience. I have been doing this for a long time, but so have many of our city staff members. We have a city manager that's been at the city in many capacities for over 20 years. We have a community development director that's been here for over 20 years. And so as a team, we know what our strengths are, and we work together, and we have a council that is very supportive of economic development and the residents in the community. So I think the secret sauce is we take the time to listen and see how we might be able to help. We know that we don't know everything. We listen for how we might be able to help those businesses grow and expand in our community, while at the same time meeting the goals in our community. I see each business that I interact with, whether they locate in Vista or decide to relocate or locate somewhere else, as a lifelong friend. We will help that company, that CEO, that organization looking for a new place to call home. And hopefully it's going to be in Vista. But if it's not, we'll let them know clearly and upfront. And so many times as a business decides to stay or move, they need to hear from the city that they're in, you know, how easy is it to get my business license? How long will it take for me to get my building permits? Who will I be able to call? And so we maintain that relationship and that commitment to that company all the way through the process.
Well, that certainly does make sense. And the idea of taking time to listen, I mean, it seems like an obvious thing, but I can't imagine that not everybody does that, or for whatever reason that they're not willing to, or they're not in a position to do that. And also I imagine that sometimes people are potentially listening to, and I'm just going to sort of be blunt, that people are going to listen to the wrong voices and take cues from more political type things versus what the actual needs are. I don't know if you want to comment on that or not, but I guess I just wrote down politics versus real life. You're actually listening to the needs of the businesses because you want them to stay open. You want more jobs to come to Vista.
Well, again, I mentioned we have a great city council, and you know, they also take the time to listen if there's something that might be, you know, a little bit new or a little bit different. And again, based upon our experience and senior city staff, we're able to make an assessment and chat with them about it to let them know this is a use that we think might make sense, or it's a use that really wouldn't work in the community. And I think that relationship comes through in working with these companies. And so they realize if it's something that they can't do right away, we say, hey, look, you know, give us a little bit of time. We'll see if it's something that will work within our community. If it's not, we'll make sure that we point you in a direction that we think does work. And so an example of that is Vista, a town of 101,000 people, have over 20 craft breweries. And this is just an example of how listening to that industry early on allowed them to really create what some call the nation's largest craft beer cluster per capita. And so when they first came to us, they said others weren't listening to them. They weren't taking the time to hear how they might be able to expand and that they were really a manufacturing use. And so our staff listened to what they said. We gave them a bit of advice on how they might be able to change their operations to work within our manufacturing business park. They listened to us, and they were able to open up. And because of that word of mouth, whether it's with other breweries or other businesses, our reputation continues to grow as a city that, you know, if you want to find out what you need to do as quickly as you can do it, with and kind of an honest, upfront way about getting things done, the brokers and the companies know us for that and call us frequently.
Nice. A brewery for every 5,000 people. I think that that's really well done, Kevin.
Well, thank you. When you come here, we'll have a beer. How's that?
Yes, perfect. So I hate to make you give or ask you to give me a civics lesson, but I think that people are curious about what decisions that a city like Vista can make versus what decisions are being made by the county, and then what decisions are being made by the state. I don't know if there's a succinct way for you to sort of describe that to us.
There is not a succinct way, which is why experience really does come into play. So for example, we were working with Sprouts, a company that started in Arizona that moved to California, has really expanded here. Our community wanted to have a Sprouts in one of the areas of our community. It had a what we call a blue line stream issue, which involved our local stormwater folks as well as the state of California. Based upon our experience and our knowledge of kind of the local, the regional, and the state government, we were able to move that approval process forward more quickly, because if that was not able to be moved forward more quickly, Sprouts was not going to open up. And some of the way these retailers work is they will open a certain number of stores in a certain number of markets, and they have to open them up by a certain time. And so if we didn't hit that, this would not have been a great amenity that our community wanted. And so that's just an example of one issue, which is a business wanting to locate in a community that had a regional and a state impact, that we were able to kind of move the dial and help them locate here. But many times we'll also get involved in federal issues. Our congressperson is very helpful. If issues come up, for example, with the breweries again, they have to have a TTB license, which is a federal license. That got bogged down a bit during the pandemic. And so, you know, we can reach out to folks in the federal government and ask for their assistance. And at the federal level, they've been very helpful as well.
Nice. I appreciate that. So every city, I imagine, from an economic development standpoint, has different arrows in their quiver, for lack of a better term. You have beautiful weather, you have the beach, you have a great quality of life. How else are you working to attract business? Obviously, your experience and your team speaks for itself. I guess my question really is, how do you feel about tax incentives? I know that some people think that they're great to bring companies in, and other people think that they're awful.
So you're right. We have any number of solutions that we can bring to bear for helping companies locate here. And, you know, financial incentives can come in direct financial incentives to a company, but also indirect financial incentives. So when we clearly state to a company how quickly they can move in, we're there with them hand in hand as they go through the process. And if they hit a bump in the road, because anytime you're doing construction, that always comes up. Mm-hmm. We're there to answer those questions to help them get in on time. And many times that is a more of a financial benefit that the city doesn't have to have funds come out of pocket to support that company locating here. But it is very tangible for the company getting out of their old lease on time so they don't have any penalties, putting the equipment, if it's manufacturing equipment, in place. You know, they have a whole schedule built into place. And so when they're unable to hit those targets, they have significant cost overruns. So I have found that companies will locate in a region or an area based upon the attributes from the types of employees they can hire, the environment they're looking for, the support of the surrounding community. When we talk about incentives, we have very few that ask for direct financial assistance. Hmm. Most of the time, that indirect support through that one-on-one assistance is significant enough that they decide to call Vista home.
Nice. Well, that certainly makes sense that depending on what the company is and everything else, every day that they're going over their schedule is probably extremely, extremely costly to them. And that's not something I'd necessarily considered or thought of. So that makes sense. Do you have hope for the immediate future, Kevin?
I do. I see a similar rebirth to what happened in the 20s, and I see this happening again. I think that individuals have saved money, even if they unfortunately had lost a job. Many of them do have savings from the unemployment benefits that in some cases were higher. I know many of them have not, are not in that position, but many are. And there have been many industries that have done very, very well. I mentioned to you earlier the company Q Health. We're also home to Dr. Bronner's. They produce all natural products, soaps, hand sanitizer. So with the low interest rates that we see, with the injection and infusion of the stimulus programs that are out there, I see the economy heating up. And I think by the end of this year, especially into 2022, we're going to see significant growth in our economy, and I think those companies that are positioning themselves for the opportunities that are coming will do quite well.
I love it. Well, Kevin, people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I know it probably won't be a secret because I mentioned it all the way through this podcast, which is to listen. I find many times when you're talking to someone in customer service, which is what I see we do, we're providing a service to those individuals that we work with, really just taking the time to listen to see where the opportunities can connect both for you and the party that you're talking to.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. I love it. I think that thinking about the role that we play as customer service, no matter what role that we are in, and the importance of listening is something that we cannot stress enough. So I appreciate that. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And how can people learn more about coming to Vista?
You bet. Well, excited to talk to anyone that would like to have a conversation. If they want, the first place that they could probably start is the City of Vista website, which is cityofvista.com. Just navigate over to Economic Development. You'll see my email, my phone number. You'll see our new Economic Development Strategic Plan that points out our 12 goals and 12 strategies for the next 5 years. see how they might be able to fit in that and see all the other great programs that we have in our community.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kevin your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to cityofvista.com, find your way to economic development, and get in touch with Kevin. Check out all the good stuff that they've been able to accomplish and what the future holds as well. Thanks again, Kevin.
Thank you very much. Great joining you today.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.